Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I'm Pastor Tyrell Bramwell, and this is Community Comment. You see someone doing something that's harmful to him or those around him, a loved one perhaps. You try to let your friend or family member know that in this situation, his decision is not good, that his choice could have negative consequences. And then you hear it. That refrain so often repeated by those who don't want to hear the truth. Don't judge me. What he means is, let me do what I want without feeling bad about it. It's impossible to not judge. As human beings, we have what's called agency. That means each of us has the capacity to and do make decisions, form opinions, and come to conclusions based on our interaction with our environment. The use of our reason to make judgments is as automatic as breathing. So, what one means when he says, don't judge me, is don't express your judgment to me. Don't voice the conclusion of your judgment if it is contrary to my judgment. I don't want to hear it. Christians learn from God that our inevitable judgments need to be formed and normed not by our erroneous emotions and intellect, but by a set standard that applies to all human beings equally and without equivocation. That standard is the Bible, God's Word. It is the operating system, if you will, that helps us understand what is objectively good and bad, true or false, constructive or destructive. Without a standardized source outside of each person's heart and head, we end up mistaking love for hate and mercy for malevolence. Each of us is left to do what is right in his own eyes, and we all recognize that is a reckless way to live together in society. This is why California Senator Scott Wiener has authored SB 923, which would require cultural competency training for any medical professional who refuses to provide sterilizing drugs or perform surgeries to trans-identified persons, or who refuses to participate in a patient's mental malady by using his or her preferred pronouns. Senator Wiener wants to norm and form the agency of California's medical professionals. He wants an individual's judgment to be based on a standardized source outside of himself. But because our culture has moved away from biblical competency training, he is proposing that California state law stand in for God's word as the normative force that forms the human conscience. For the sake of the people who identify as transgender and for the medical professionals who are caring for them rightly by not inflicting bodily and mental harm upon them, let's pray this bill does not pass. And let's voice our opposition to it. If you don't agree, well, I guess you could say, don't judge me. But as you know, that's impossible. If you don't agree, well, I guess I could say, don't judge me. But as you know, that's impossible. I'm Pastor Tyrell Bramwell, and this has been Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.